there has to be that join up of people and a strong leadership. And I mentioned that before, that you've got to have either the leader of the council or the mayor or whoever it is, or in Derbyshire, or whether it's at local level, there's got to be that very, very strong leadership that this is a problem we cannot anymore ignore. We have to address it. Then you bring the different parties together, and there's a very, very clear agenda about what needs to be done. What's the target? What are we going to do? And each person then brings their own part of that solution. And that, I feel, is key. Of course, where the money is, because the money's been cut by local authorities hugely, so local authorities have no longer got the budgets they'd love to have. But the people who have got the budgets are actually the clinical commissioning groups, the CCGs. You know, they still have about £80 billion from the NHS budget, which hasn't been cut. And for them, it's a business case. So if you actually invest in physical activity, you'll get less admissions into hospital. Admissions into hospital cost lots and lots of money. They're trying to reduce it. If they don't do anything now, they'll go bankrupt. They all admit that. In not very long, they'll go bankrupt. They won't be able to afford the hospital care. So they're starting to look at physical activity. Now, if you get them on board with their budgets, and you've got the political will as well, and then you bring the volunteers, workforce, and all the schools who can actually do the delivery part, then you've got a solution on activity.
And for all the businesses backing Britain on foot, what's the next steps for you?
I think, you know, I'd certainly echo William, the solution is grassroots. The solution will come locally upwards. I hope that the local enterprise partnerships, the LEPs, are an area that will look at this, because our long-term solution is joined-up thinking. It's sustainable transport, it's providing infrastructure, it's understanding the benefits of local rural tourism and how they can all impact the health issues. So, you know, our position, our role, if you like, is to provide some of that strong leadership by pushing Westminster and pushing the decision-makers so that the message filters down. But I would absolutely endorse what William said about, if the work can start in the grassroots with projects that work, and Beat the Streets in Reading was a fantastic example of that, that began with school children, that escalated to families and is now an entire town. If that can, grassroots work can start, and we can be pushing that strong leadership at the top, and we begin to meet in the middle, then that is the long hope for the future.
Brilliant. Thank you both for talking to me.